Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. We are about to enter the much-loved holiday season. For me, it officially kicks off tomorrow, Thanksgiving Eve, which happens to be my favorite day of the year. With the holidays, be it religious or cultural, traditions take center stage. They make us sentimental and give us a lot to look forward to. We love our traditions. Sometimes it's tough to see traditions change, and sometimes we have to make our own traditions. Such is the situation in Fortuna. For years, the weekend after Thanksgiving, the Fortuna Volunteer Fire Department put up the plywood holiday cutouts up and down Fortuna Boulevard. The figures ranged from Santa to a nativity scene to Happy Hanukkah and everything in between. When I first started at the chamber office 10 years ago, the cutouts were being repainted. There were almost 20 of them, each two-sided. The artist who was working on them then was exhausted, and I remember her saying we'd have to find someone else the next time they needed to be updated. A couple of years ago, the figures were starting to look a little ragged. We pondered how to fix them while still being fiscally responsible. An idea was presented that a volunteer high school group wanted to fix them up as a community project. Because it was such a large project, it would take 2 years. The chamber would provide the paint, and they would paint and repair. This is not an easy project. It's a tedious project, one where people can get easily bored and miscalculate how much effort it takes to complete. It seems like that's what might have happened, and only a few were finished. We put out the best ones, leaving many in storage, but even the best ones were not in great shape. We received calls from people who were rightfully upset at the condition of the cutouts. So the chamber had a decision to make about the cutouts and future boulevard decorations. The board decided the best option was to wrap the trees on the boulevard in white lights, a look I'm partial to because of my past traditions. But what about the plywood cutouts? We will make them available at no cost to Fortuna residents who would like to lovingly restore them and display them at their own home during the holidays. That way, when you drive through neighborhoods looking at Christmas decorations, you will every so often see a blast from the past, a holiday cutout that used to line the boulevard in December. We know that many people love those cutouts and look forward to seeing them each year. We know that losing a tradition doesn't feel very good. Our hope is that the lights will be the start of a new December tradition that people will grow to love. We will keep you posted on the process of picking up a plywood cutout from the chamber. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.